ואין דף עם דלת עמד בייז, תנא רבונם. תנו אסנב שיסייכם. יוכל, so it says there's a mitzvah of inui. So what does this inui mean? יוכל יישב בחמו אוי בצינו, כדי שיצטייר. A person should become a ma'une, so he should go בחמו, sit in the sun or sit in the cold, כדי שיצטייר. תלמד לאימה וכל מלוכה לא יססו. There's a hekish מלוכה תאינוי. Is ma malocha sheva al tase, just like the isa malocha is, that by not doing a malocha, afini nefesh, the inui comes about by not doing something which could be misalik the inui. But it is not an inui bekum vase. Afini nefesh sheva al tase. Frek de gemore ve'eimo. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Ma mitzvus meloche sheva al tasehu, af mitzvus inui sheva al tase. The sheva al tase dover hamavatl mimcha esa inuyu. That he should not do something that's mevatl dini. Ve'ein zu elok goin handi de masnisim. Lo yoichal, because the achil is mevatl dini, lo yishte, lo yilchatz. That is what is mevatl dini. Fragt der Gemara bei einmal heiche de Josef be Shimshe be Chamlei be Chamimlei. But what, let's see, if a person is sitting already in the sun, it's very hot, so then leinemalei kum tuv betula, then we won't tell him to get out of the sun, because there it's like, okay, getting out of the sun, he'll be mevatel the inui, so we'll tell him sheival tasa, you have to remain there. Yosef betula vikorilei, or let's say fakert, he's sitting in the shade and he's cold. Leinemalei kum tuv b'shimshe, so he won't tell him to get out of the shade and go into the sun. Dum yed melocha. Just like by Meloche, it's Sheva al Tasa. See, it's also Sheva. He's not permitted to do anything, a pu'ula, that will be Meinei, the Inui, that he finds himself in. So the Gemara says, no. Ma Meloche leichi lakta bo. Meloche, there's no difference. The Meloche is also. It's not sometimes also, sometimes muta. Meloche is, there's no chilukim. Af inui loy sachlik boy. So in the inui there's also no chilik. Not sometimes he's mechuyev to freeze and sometimes he's not mechuyev to freeze. So if the inui is that freezing, so he should be mechuyev to go to freeze himself also. And that since he's potter to do that, so we say says the bechlal no inyan of inui of freezing or sweating. Let us see what Rashi says. Ma malocha lo chilakta bo, b'chol tzododeo asura, af inei nami sheisuri b'chol tzodod, of the iser inei is in b'chol eifanim. Koma. Yotzu chamo v'tzino, so there the din is she'im yoshav, hareyu b'inui, b'im lo yoshav, einei mitzvah l'yashay. So it's relative, this inyan of inui. So it's not to me the malocha. Yeah, so that's one raya that the inui means the inui of achila. Tanya idoch tanu esnav sheisecha. Yochel yeshev bechama obetzina viyitztair. Talmud loyme vachol meloche loysasu. Ma meloche dover shechayovin olov bemokim acher. Af inui nefesh shechayovin olo b'mokim acher. That the iser inui is similar to the iser meloche. The iser meloche is an iser which is noyik someplace else also, and someplace else there's a chiyav koretz, and here there's also a chiyav koretz upon this meloche on Yom Kippurim. So the iser inui is also the same thing. It's an inui that is noyik someplace else, when there's an iser koretz on that inui. If he's not Mekayim the Inui, and here also there's an Issa Koras. Let us see what Rashi says. Ma Meloche, Dover shechayoven olav b'mokim ache kores, ki hocha. That is chayiv kores someplace else, like is chayiv kores here, ke goin b'shabes. B'shabes says this, that there's a nisim aloch and Shabbos is a chayiv kores. So here is also chayiv kores. Af inui b'dvar achile koma, shematzini shechayiv olav b'mokim ache ke goin pigul b'noisa. By pigul v'noiser, that means if one is not ma'ane himself from achilas pigul v'noiser, so lemaise is chayiv kores. So memele, so it's dumye de melocha. Just like memelocha, this is an iser that is an iser, there's a chayiv kores v'mokim acher on this iser, and it's also noeg v'yem kippurim. So the din ini is also, there's an iser kores v'mokim acher, and here there's also iser kores. Ve'eze ze pigul v'noisa. Frag de gemore, fein, ovi pigul v'noisa shein bekoris. Pigul v'noisa, if a person will eat pigul v'noisa on Yom Kippurim, there's a iser of achilas pigul v'noisa b'Yom Kippurim, because this is an iser that's noig v'mokim acher, like meloche. So my male, this iser is noig, Yom Kippur also, so for personally, pigul v'nois Yom Kippurim will bring two chatois. Aber v'loi ovi es ha-tevel, she'enei bekoritz. But tevel is only misa b'dei shamayim, so could be the iser of a person will eat tevel on Yom Kippurim. So since there's no iser koritz on tevel b'mokim acher, so there's no iser koritz on achilas tevel in Yom Kippurim. It has to be dumi de meloche. V'loi ovi es ha-tevel, she'enei bekoritz. Talmud Loimer, Tanu, V'nisem es nafshei seichem, Ribo. So this is Marbe, afilu, it's not Doime le'meloche. That is Adin Inui, afilu, it's not a ganz Doime le'meloche. Ovi atevel shehu b'mise, v'loi ovi es hanevelo she'eino b'mise. So maybe I'm only Marbe tevel. Akaponim, this is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, but nevela, there's only a chai v'laven, so maybe there's no iser of achilas nevela. Tamaloyma, tanu v'nisem es nafshei seichem riba. Exactly how this ribi works, if it's another tanu or mab everything, it's unclear. Aber kaponim, we marbe from tanu v'nisem nevela. So the gemara obvious and nevela shu belav. How do I know that there's an iser achile afilo an chulin? Tamaloimer tano v'inisem es nafshei seichem riba. Oviyachulin she'eino, oviyachulin she'eino bekum achil. So maybe there's only an iser achile on something that there's no mitzvah to. V'loi oviyas atrume shehi bekum achil. Trume is a mitzvah to eat, so a male could be there is no iser achilas trume b'yom kippur. Tamloy matano v'inisam es nafshei seichem riba. Ovi yasa trume she'eino bebal teisiru. No, maybe trume is an iser achil yom kippur because even though there's a mitzvah to eat it, you don't have to eat it on yom kippur. You can wait the day after yom kippur to eat it. Ovi yasa trume she'eino bebal teisiru v'loy ovi yasa kotshim she'eino bebal teisiru. What about kotshim? Kotchim, there's an iser of noiser if it won't be eaten Yom Kippur. Talmud Loimer, Tano v'nisem es nafshei seichem riba. So we learn out, so we have here a hekish of achile dumye de meloche. Just like meloche is something that is noig b'mokam acher v'yesh b'koris, so the din ini is also that something that's noig b'mokam acher v'yesh b'koris, and there were marbel that this inui applies also afilu by dvorim amotorim and afilu by dvorim amuchiyovim lechel. I have a shtikel ha'ore from this gemara. And the Emek Baroche, I'd like to speak out, there's a very interesting machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Emek Baroche, Gabi the Isser, Inui, of Bayom HaKippurim. The Minchas Chinuch in Simen Shin Yud Gimel clears two shailas. Shaila number one, he clears, there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Macholas Asureis. The Torah asked Hanos Groinoi or Hanos Meyov. Says, let's say if a person will take Macholas Asuris, he'll take a Kezayis of Nevela, and he'll swallow it, and he'll spit it out. Is he chayiv or not? Rabbi Yochanan holds Hanos Groinoi Asra Torah. So Memela, if the Goren had a no of a Kezayis, so Memela, that's called Achila. So he's chayiv, even though he vomited it out, it didn't remain b'meyo. That's called achila. Reish Lakish holds, you need hanoas meyov. Hanoas groinai is not enough, you need hanoas meyov. So that's by Macholas Asuris. So he clears, what's by Yom HaKippurim? By Yom HaKippurim, here we have a shir of a kesebis, because the shebis is Yesuvi Daite. So he clears what Yesuvi Daita is, the Chazal mean. Chazal mean is a Yesuvi Daita of Anos Groinoi. And Anos Groinoi will be sufficient. So if a person will swallow, he need a Yesuvi Daita of a Kesevis. So if a person will swallow a Kesevis and then he'll spit it out, he'll also be Chayiv Koras. Or maybe you need a Yesuvi Daita of Anos Meyav. Could be Yom Kippur is different. Clears one shaila. That is not poishit. Then he clears, he says, but if you'll say that the Yesuvi Daite of Yom HaKippurim, you need Hanos Meyer. You need Hanos Meyer. He has to get full. That's the Yesuvi Daite. So he clears the second shaila. He says, what'll be the din? By Macholei Sasureis, the halacha is, what is if Kolchoi Besiv, if he wraps up a machel in something which is not a machel, and he swallows it. So that's not called achila. The gabi matzah, you're not yaitze. It's not called achila. You have to have hanoz goren also. If you don't have hanoz goren, it's not called achila. So he clears a shaila. It could be that hanoz meyov is sufficient. So he says like this. By machol is asuris, the iser is achila. So memelas, you have to make a ma'isa achila. Kolchay besiv is not called a ma'isa achila. Could be by Yom Kippur, it doesn't say leisoichel, it says leisiune, that he has to be a ma'une. So memela, if he'll go and be kolchay besiv, he can fill up his stomach and then he's not a ma'une. So it could be over here, he will be chay. It could be he won't be chay. That's the second child. That means if you need, if we will say you need Hanoas Meyov, do you need Hanoas Goren plus Hanoas Meyov? Or is Hanoas Meyov sufficient? He brings a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says that, he brings a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that, by Birchas Hamazon, like this, the halacha is, it doesn't have a shame achila unless it was eaten b'chdei achilas pras. That means if something was eaten the shir b'chdei achilas pras, that's called a ma'is achila. If there was a bigger hefsik between day achilas pras, let's say for practical purposes it's 9 minutes, so if we'll say if the achilas as kizayis was eaten and then later he waited 10 minutes and he ate the other chelik of the kizayis, that's not called achila. B'chol, wherever there's a din achila, it's not called an achila. So he brings a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, by Birchas Hamazon, if he ate in the span of more than a day achilas pras, he'll also be chayiv. Because it's v'savoto. That means here, when there's a shame achila, so this is called one ma'is achila. Ein achila p'chusa mikazayis. So when is it considered I ate a kazayis b'basachas? I ate a kezayis, so if it's in the zman of kedei achilas pras, it's called kilos nechel bebasachas. So I ate a kezayis. But if the chiyev is, by bichas amozen, the chiyev is sviyem, so memele, There's two dinim. There's one din b'chalt, another din b'sabota. If he eats a kezayis, then he has to eat b'chdei achilas pras. But if he say veya, I feel it's not b'chdei achilas pras. There's two chiyuvim of b'chas amos. Nachiv mitzad b'chalt, nachiv mitzad b'sabota. So, the Menchas Chinuch says, the Gemara says later, a gewaldik echidish, that the keseves has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras. The keseles b'ayim ha-kippur must eat b'chdei achilas pras. Shagavuch is a gewaldik echidish, because it has to be eaten quicker than a kezayis. Because a kesevis is more than a kezayis. A kesevis is less than a kebay. And the kesevis, in order to be chayv, you have to eat a kesevis also b'chdei achilas pras. So the Menchas Chinuch says, if we will assume that the whole iser by Yom HaKippurim is an iser of Svias Meyov, you don't need b'chlal. And if it will be kolche b'siv, will also be chayv. So l'chayre, if he ate it more than the k'day achilas pras, he should also be chayv. Just like by Birchas Hamazon, Morgan Avrom says you're chayv, even though he ate it more than achilas pras. And the Gemara says you have to eat it b'chdei achilas pras. So b'ayst achoyis, that you need an achila also. You need an achila also. So that's how an achila yizichanit, noas goren yizichanit, then he was mesupik, do you need hanoas meyev also? But al kaponim, hanoas meyev alone won't be chayev. That's what he's machiach, because there's a shear of kedei achilas pras, a sarai need a mais achila also. Agav urche, Rav Chaim Oizer wants to bring another raya, that with Tzviya alone, you're not chayef. This chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wanted to say, but maybe it's with Tzviya alone, you're also chayef. So he brings a very iluyish raya. The Gemara says that Rab Shimon holds an Issa Chalal Issa. Therefore, I feel a bit kailul. We heard it yesterday. So Rab Shimon says, Ha'oichel nevela b'yayim ha-kippurim is not chayv al shem kippur, because the Issa yayim ha-kippurim is not chal on the Issa nevela, because an Issa chal al Issa. Fregt Rab Chaim Oizer, if the Issa of yayim ha-kippurim is only an Issa sviye, you don't need an achila. The Issa nevela, we said we paskin that anos goren is enough. So he says, so he says, what does say nisa chalal isa? When he's swallowing it, he's over this in the vela. That's the isa. Finished. After he swallowed it, he's eaten already. He ate it already. So going down lemeyov, there's no isa achila anymore. Now there's an isa yom kippurim. There's an isa sviya. So what do you mean an isa chalal isa? If you'll say you need both, the way the Minchas Chinuch says, you need achila, and you need a maisa achila plus a sviya. So then you can say, so I'm not chayiv al tzta achila shem kippurim because I nisach halalisa. So it's like I made a sviya without an achila because I nisach halalisa. But if we will assume that you need a sviya alone is sufficient, so tainet Rab Chaim Oizer. So what's pshat in Rab Shimon and nisach halalisa? The Emek Broche wants to say, not like the Minchas Chinuch, the Emek Broche wants to say that the whole Isser is Sviya. There's no din achila. The whole Isser is Sviya. Emek Broche, hey, what do you do with the raya of the Minchas Chinuch? The Minchas Chinuch brings a raya that since you need a shira b'chdei achilas pras, so it's a raya b'chdei achilas pras is only shiurim and achila. So here it's if svi is sufficient, so what's pshat in the shira b'chdei achilas pras? So he says, Adarabe, he says, if you look at the Gemara that brings down the din of b'chdei achilas pras, you'll see fakert, it's not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara says on daf pei amud beis, maskiv lo rove kizayis bechdei achilas pras vekaisevis bechdei achilas pras. Rove asked the kasha, it's modern. How could you have the same shear of kizayis and kaisevis? Both should be the same shear. Kizayis is to be bechdei achilas pras and kaisevis is bechdei achilas pras. Amalei abaye kimlu l'rabonon de bohochi miyas v'dayte betvei mohochi le miyas v'dayte. So Rav says, no, the Chazal was kimlu faker, b'em sin times, this is a gemara, this is a raya faker. If you need a maisa achile, so why does the whole kesevis have to be b'chdei achile's pras? I mean, l'chayre, a maisa achile, the din siruf is... Al Kaponim, that was Rav's kasha. So Abaye answered, Kim lula rabbonon, de bohochi miyas vedaite. Chazal nu de bohochi miyas vedaite. That's how it is. If there's a greater span in time, more than a day, Achilles Pras is no yisubi daite. So Kim lula rabbonon, so he says, Ibezoisis could be the Isseris sphere. And the Kim lula rabbonon, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say you need a shame achila. The Gemara says, Kimlu Rabbonon de Bohochi Miyas Vedaite, Tvela Miyas Vedaite. So Fakert. So the din of Achilles Pras is Als Yisuvi Daite. But could be the Isser is Take Yisuvi Daite. That's what the Emek Broche says. So Lachoyre, Bachstag Med is an offene Reihe from our Gemara that we just learned now to the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara says, how do we know that the inoy is an inoy of achila? So the Gemara says, dumye de meloche. Ma meloche dover shechayoven olo b'mokim acher, af inoy nefesh shechayoven olo b'mokim acher, that the inoy is on something that in some place else is a chiyav koris. So memele, and so here there's also a chiyav koris. It's dumy de meloche. That's why it doesn't mean it has to be an iser that is noyik someplace else. Yochel yeshiv bechamo betzina biyitzdayer. So the Gemara says, no, the din inui is dumy de meloche. Just like meloche is dover shechayov nolo bemokimacher, afini nefesh shechayov nolo bemokimacher. The Gemara held maybe dafka achilas pigul, that it is a chi of course mokimacher. So the Gemara is medame. The Gemara is medame, the Isser, the din inui, is an Isser that is noyig b'mokimacher. That's why it's not yeshev b'chamo or betulo. It's an Isser that is noyig b'mokimacher. So bishloim if you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, that it's an Isser achile. Agav Urche, Rab Chaim Oizer wants to say la halochi not like the Minchas Chinuch, he wants to say it's only an Isser Achila. If a person will swallow something and spit it out, he also gets Koris. He is a Psarai from a Yerushalmi and a Gemara in Shavuos. That's what he says, La Loche. That it's Mamash an Isser Achila, like all Isseri Achila. And then Yechayv an Anos Groin and not an Anos Meir. That's what he wants to say. So if you say it is an Isser Achila, so Mamel, it's very Gishmak the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that the Isser Inui is similar to Meloche, just like Meloche is something which is Noig B'moke Macher, so this Inui is also something that's Noig B'moke Macher. It's an Isser Achila that's Noig B'moke Macher, like Pigul V'noisa. So just like there you get Koris and Achila's Pigul V'noisa, so also you get Koris and Achila. But if we'll say, according to the Emek Broche, we'll say that Afilo Kolchoi B'siv will also be Chayiv. So there's no such Isser B'chol HaTeirikul. There's no such thing that it should be an Isser Sviye. This is Mamash HaMechudish Dike Isser. So it's not Dumye de Meloche. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? From our Gemara, it would seem that it's an Isser Achila. Dumye de Pigul V'noiso. Just like Meloch is also b'mokimache v'yesh b'koris, see, it's also, it's also b'mokimache, the Gemara held dafka achilas pigul v'noisa, we have a ribui. Al kaponim, it's an inui of a dovo that is an isa koris b'mokimache. So, dach sechmir, it's a moira dikarai to Rab Chaim Oizer, According to Rav Chaim Oizer, the Isser is Achille. A fellow will say that maybe you need Tzviya also. The Chassam Sofer says you need Tzviya, and the moment Chaschinuch is Metzad, you need Tzviya. So it could be Al Kaponim, it's an Isser Achille with a bigger Shir Achille. Just like in Kamus, the Isser Achille b'chol ha-teirekul is Kizayis, here's an Isser Achille of Kesevis. So it could be here, it's an Isser Achille that needs Hanos Meyov also. So it could be, it stems with the Minchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer, the whole, you need both. But according to the Emek Broche, that says that it's a Sabachudish Deke Isser over here, the whole Isser is only an Isser Sviye. You don't need a Mais Achila, fila kolche besivul be Osser, so lochere, it's not Dumi the Malocha, so Sabachudish Deke Isser, which we don't have, Bechola Teire Kula. Agavuch Rav Chaim Oizer is speaking about using intravenous, what's Negea suppository in Yom Kippur. Rav Chaim Oizer is matter. He says that there's no, you need derech achilah. I mean, according to the Emek Brocha, it's also. The Iker is the Svi. If you'll have the Svi in Azai, the Iker is the Svi. You don't need a Mais achilah. Rav Chaim Oizer is matter laloche. A guy that once heard from Rashi Rabbi Yankov Zechayin Lebroch, he said, a suppository me'iker din is muta by all Tanaisim. He told so this Rabbi Chaim Oizer, he just said by Yom Kippur, there's a different problem. He says there's a problem out, just like Shabbos is also to take a refuah, so Yom Kippur is also to take a refuah. But he says if a person is a din of a chayla she'ein boi sakone, that refuah is a muter, so me'mela, so then he's permitted to take a suppository. Let us go further. V'im nafshach lo'ima. So now the Gemara says, if you don't like this diktaira, harei hu oimer v'havati es ha-nefesh ahi. It says v'havati es ha-nefesh ahi. Now, inui shehu avedes nefesh ve'eze ze achile ushtiyah. Let us see Rashi. Vim nafshech aloyma, vim yesh biyodcho lohoshiv al ze, reiraya acheres, dekro sheltanu es nafshei seichem, inui shehu avedes hanefesh, besoich chlal haguf mairi. Now I'd like to just say over the psukim, there's a shtickle problem over here in this drosha. Theoretically, the Gemara seems to be saying as follows. The Pasuk says, Vanefesh eshaloi se'uno, Vavati esadefesh ahi. So, the shaila is, this is a very mechudish tikaloshen. Why do you say Vavati es ha-nefesh ahi? Let's say V'nichas ha-nefesh ahi. Why say Vavati es ha-nefesh ahi? So Chazal darshan that Vavati es ha-nefesh ahi is a mide k'neged mide for the loy se'une. That means why is he not fasting? Because he wants to be mechazik his nefesh. He wants to eat. He doesn't want to get hungry. If you get hungry, not eating is a maisa of ibud nefesh. So the meila, so that's why he's loisa une to make sure that he'll be mechazik the nefesh. So the rabbi nishlam va nefesh asher loisa une va avati yes ha nefesh. You think this achila will bring you chizik ha nefesh? This achila in Yom Kippur will bring you ibud nefesh. So that's pshat in the Gemara. Inu yishihu avedes nefesh, because that's the mide keneged mide. Now there's one pertinent problem. Let us see the Loshon HaPosek. In Parshas Emor, it says as follows. Just let's say three psukim. Be'oser, ach be'oser l'chodesh ha-shvi, yazeh yom ha-kippurimu, mikor kodesh yi olachem, v'nisem es nafshei seichem, v'kravtem yishel ha-shem. So here it says a mitzvah of inui. V'chol meloche lo isasu. Now there's a lav, a meloche. Be'etzem ayem ezek, yem kippurim mim l'chaper aleichem b'nei Hashem aleikeichem. So we have now, we had mentioned first is a din inui, and then there is a meloche. Now the post continues. K'chol ha'nefesh asher lo isu'une be'etzem ayem ezek, v'nichesa me'yamel. Now we're going back. We said there's a dinini for loisu une, v'nichesa me'yamel. The chol ha'nefesh asher tasa kol meloche be'etzem ayem ezek, v'avati yes ha'nefesh ahi mikerev amo. So the problem is, that the Pasuk speaks about the Iser Inui and the Iser Meloche, and the Vavati Yes HaNefesh Shehi is mentioned by Meloche, not by Inui. That's the problem. I found Rash Mishans, Teres Koinim, Parshas Achei Mois, asks the Kasha, and he says there's a hekesh between Inui and Meloche, so it would seem that so whatever it says by Melochim, Mustam the Hekeshi means that's what we had in the beginning of the sugya. Tanu was nafshei seichem v'chol Melochim lo yisasu. So kaponim, we use the terminology that is used by Melochim for Inui Nefesh also. That's what the Rash Mishan seems to answer on the Teres Koinim. So kaponim, so we learn out that the Inui that we are speaking about is an Inui of Ibud Nefesh. The Eze ze achila ushtiya. Frek the Gemara, mai ve'im nafshach loima. Frek the Gemara, why do you need? What's wrong with the first drosha? We had a very nice drosha. It's to me the meloche that is achiv koras b'mokemacher. So it's only comes to be ta'asa achila and shtiya, not yeshev b'chamo. So the Gemara says, no, als this lomdis, that it has to be an inui, that's noig b'mokem acher, sheyesh by koritz. So maybe it's speaking about the inui of tashmish amite. And then that will say that just like if a person is not ma'ane himself from bias arayis is achi of koritz, so the same way, if a person is not man himself from Tashmish and Yom Kippurim, the Zachiv Kos, so it could be, we could be Makish, the Inui to Meloche, and it comes to be Marbe Tashmish. And there'll be a Chiv Kos on that. So therefore he says, Arayu Oimer, so therefore he brings this Nudrosh, Vavati Yes HaNefesh, Inui Shiesh Bo Yavei this Nefesh, a different drosha. It says inui by Yom Kippur, v'nema loholon inui. Ma loholon inui ravoin, afkan inui ravoin. It says, where's the v'holon? V'yancho v'yarivecho. So Memela, which is just like over there, the Inui is an Inui of Ra'ovim. So here also, it's an Inui of Ra'ovim. Frek de Gemore, v'neilev mim sane es benoisai. Maybe we're speaking about an Inui of Tashmish. So Mor says, donin Inui de Rabim, me Inui de Rabim. Bayancho v'yarivecho, is an Inui de Rabim. Vein donim Inui de Rabim, me Inui de Yoch. Frag de Gemore v'neilev me inui de Mitzrayim. Let us learn out from the inui by Mitzrayim. D'chsi v'yar es on yeinu v'amrin in zuprishes derech eretz. So there's an inui de Rabim of Tashmish. So me'mele maybe comes to be kailu Tashmish. Eladonim inui bidei shemayim me inui bidei shemayim. V'yamcho v'yarivecho is an inui bidei shemayim. The Inui of Yom Kippurim is a mitzvah samelech, also an Inui b'day Shemayim. Ve'in don in Inui b'day Shemayim, mi Inui b'day Odom. Ve'yaris an Yeni was an Inui b'day Odom. So therefore, we don't learn out this Inui from over there. Let us see Rashi. V'chitem ba'arayis komishtoikro. Kloima, inui de tashmish kom ishtoikro, de tashmish, nami ikri inui kidala kamon, The chayav and olav kores b'mokem acher kegoyin aroyes. Nemo laholon inui v'yancho v'yarivecho. V'neilev mivim sane es b'noisai, d'mukile lekamo natashmish. Inui derabim yeme kippurim l'chol Yisroel, v'chilas hamon l'chol Yisroel. Inui b'dei shamayim, yeme kippurim mitzvahs melachi, v'chein inui hamon. Now we're going to start, we got into the Parshas Hamon already, so now the Gemara is going to darshan the psukim which is by the Parshas Hamon. It says by the Parshas Hamon, Amachilcho mon ba-midbo, leman anoischo. So this is lochayre, it's unclear. Mitzadechot, it's Amachilcho, this is an achila. And this achila is an achila of inui, leman anoischo. Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi, Chad omar, ein idoime mi shiyesh loy pas besaloi, lemi shein loy pas besaloi. So memele, the achila samon, since it was only for a day, they didn't have a surplus, there was no pas besaloi, so it was an achila, and there was an inui. What does Rashi say? So how is that possible? So that's the achile and the inu. So Rashi says, "Eine roye v'oichel, achilas hamon toyim tam kol aminim, ve'eine roye alamon." So lemaisis raguf is an inui. You're malgish the tam, but you don't see it. That's the inui. Omar Rav Yosef mikan remez lesumim sha'oichlin ve'ein sveim. Because you see that's called an inui. Omar Abaye. Hilkach man de islei sudoso leilechle elo biyemome. So therefore, if a person wants to be soveya from his achile, he should make sure to eat it by day, he should be able to see what he's eating. Omar Abzeire maikro. Toiv mare einayim me haloch nefesh. So it seems that Rav Zeira Loim Shat, Haloch Nefesh means Achilo Shtiye, we said, Ibud Nefesh is the Inay of Achilo Shtiye. So Haloch Nefesh, Vaistos, that's Chizaka Nefesh. So Toiv Marianayim Me Haloch Nefesh. That if I count, you should see what you're eating. Agavuche, this has nothing to do with the Gemara, but the Metzudah says, Amor de Ketaych and this Posek, Toiv Mare Einayim Ealoch Nefesh, will be wonderful. Toiv Mare Einayim will be a wonderful thing to see, Mehaloch Nefesh, the Mokim where the Nefesh goes to, Noch the Mise. The person would see the Gehenim, and he'd see the Gan Eden, would be terrific. He'd have a whole different outlook on life. So my male toiv mare naim me aloch nefesh. Well, Chazal darshanet is an inyan of mare naim. Omar eish lokish toiv mare naim be isha yoyser mi gufo ishal maise. Shenema toiv mare naim me aloch nefesh. That verkehrt that the isha of istaklis, which is even worse than the maise isha. The Tosis Yishonim says, Toiv mare naim be'isha yoyse hilkach tzoyach lizoyer mi'oid mimenu. That the person should be very much nizer in this. The Gemara says, "Mbroches achayre yariv oloy achayre isha." That's how it's the iser istaklus. Ki yitain bakois einoy yishalech b'meishorim. So, yitem ba kois einoi, Poshad is speaking about, kois yayim, is yishalach b'meishorim. After a person becomes shikim, is Yishalach b'meisha. Everything, all the obstacles become bottle, and everything goes b'meisha. What does that mean? Rabami v'rabasi. Chad oma kol anoysen einoi b'koysoi. That means he's mishtaker. Kol arayis kulon doinmeis olov k'meisha. Everything is glatik ready, no problem. Chad oma kol anoysen einoi b'koysoi kol oylam kuloi doinme olov k'meisha. What does Rashi say? Einoi b'koysoi oyev shikris. Kol ha'olam doima olav kemeisha, momen acherim doima loy hetel. There's all obstacles are taken away the minute it's nice and einoi b'koysoi. Da'ogo v'lev ish yashchenu. Posik in Mishlei. So what is pshat in this posik? Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi. Chad oma yischenu midaitoi. The daig is not good. The person should be mesiach das from it. V'chadoma yasichenu l'acherim. Let us see Rashi. Yasichenu l'acherim, shemo yisa'uhu eitzah. Should tell over, maybe others can help him with an eitzah. Let us look at the on the side, it brings some the orach, perish kadeshi yivakshu olav rachmim. Oruch, that means that others should be mispalo for him. The Ogo Rashi says, Pachad shedoyik al hefsed shum dobo pen yivoyeyu. V'nochosh ofo lachmoy. Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi, Chad Omar, Afilu oichel kol madone oilom, toyim behem tam ofo. Ofo lachmo, whatever he eats, but he's toyim a tam ofo. Chad oma, afilu oichel kol madone oilom, ein dati mishevis olav, achi yoichel ofo. That means his iker sipuk is from ofo. Tanya oma rabbi yoisi, boyure ei, shiloi ke mides hakadosh baruch hu, mides boso vedom. Midas Bosovadom Maknit Eschaveiroi. If someone angers someone else, is Yoyred Imid Lachayim. So the person who got angry, so Lamaisa he makes sure to take Nekoma. Yoyred Imid Lachayim. Avokadish Bohu Einekein. Kilulas Hanochosh. Tis Oyla Legag Mazenoi Savimoi. Yoyred Lamata Mazenoi Savimoi. So the Klolo of a nofosh ochel of a lachmoy is be'emison a broche. That means he has no problems. He's not a mafunik of a lachmoy, so wherever he goes is mezenay savimoy. If I'm not mistaken, I once saw they bring from the Chedush Yerim that this is the greatest klolem. That pshat is that he doesn't need the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Fakert, he's taken care of already. A person who does mezainoisa but not imoy, so lamaisa, so when things get a little tight, so he knows there's a rabbeinu shalom to be mispalo. So if a kertet tzorech panos, we'll see later in the Gemara. Let us just see Rashi on the Shemal, the top Rashi in the second column. Shemal ben avenisei, mitev sheyedoigim shema lo yered mon lamochoi, mishabdom libam lamokom. They had a moiridike motivation to be close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They knew if it's not, they're completely dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. So this was the biggest broch in the mon. This is the biggest klolotak for the nochosh vakert. He can exist without a Rabbeinu Shalom already. So that betzim is the klolot. Aber afal pikein, there is lemaise adova toiv there, that lemaise doesn't have daigas panos. Kilol es kenan, oichel ma'asher rabbi oichel v'shoise ma'asher rabbi shoise. So the Marsha says, the Gemara goes like, the Gemara, if an Odin can say, tell an Eved, I say, imi vein izonach, so this Gemara, he can't say, I say, imi vein izonach. So Lamaise, he has mezoinus to the Odin, he's an Eved, but he has Lamaise mezoinus from the Odin. Kila lesa isha, hakel rotzen acher, afilo nochte klolo, Aber hakel rotzen nachher. Kilol eso adomo, aber pikein hakel nizoinim hemeno. Zogt Rashi, yoyred imoy lachayov, bachol dovo shu yochel aknito ilav sidai hu yoyred. Aroyes, de nesru lehem, das geht da weiter. Zogt de gemore weiter, zochalnu es adogo asher neuchel be mitzrayim chino. This was by the Messoinenim. Zochalnu es adogo. Zomachloikes, rab shmu. Chad omar dogim. Chad omar aroyes. Man da omar dogim, tachsif, neuchal. Asher neuchal. So speaking about a midi da achille. O man da omar aroyes, tachsif, chinom. Dogim anat chinom. Arayes o chinom. The Marsho says that by kroivim, like this, if you have to get married with fremd dimensions, so there's a moyar and a dos, you have to give money to two fremd dimensions. The Marsho says, by kroivim, you don't need the formalities of a nedunya and dos, so it's chinom. By dogim, it's not chinom. Frag the Gemara, the man, the oma, aroyes, oxiv, neuchal. So you see, it's speaking about a midi dachila. Someone says, lishne ma'al yenokat. Oxiv, ochlo, umoch, so pia, fa omra loy pa'al tiyoven. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, aroyes, the netzvu lahem ba midbo, the dogen loshen tashmish, kamay vi yidgu laroy. Umoch, so pia, Mekaneches pio shel mato, kamoi kasher yimche hatzalachas. What does that mean, yimche hatzalachas? Kamish mekaneches hakaoren. So you see that the moch is a loshen kinua. That's moch so pio. That's a loshen lishne maalye that the tashmish is called achila. Ulaman di omar dogim mai chinam. Where was their dogim chinam? Baba mai silu may have kaira. The fact that they had dog in free, the Omer Ma'al, she Yisrael shoyev in mayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmelem besoich ha-mayim, dog in ktanim, bekadeya. Mishloim leman da Omer dog in, avol arayis loy pritzi bohu, hayne dersi, gano lachaysi chalo. That they were gedurim me'arayis. El leman da Omer arayis, My and chosum, and the Gemara mahanoch da asirin loy pritzi bohu. That's true. Mitzrayim they were gedurim my and chosum, but they were gedurim from the arayis which were also to them, but the arayis which Ben Noach was mutter with, so they were poor to that. They were mutter, and now that also became nesa. So that's why they were zechanu asadogo. Vishloim elaman da oma arayitz, haino dechsi vayishma moishes om boichel mishpachoiso, alishke mishpachoiso vshenesvulam lishka vetzlom. Elaman di oma dogim, my boichel mishpachoiso, so where's the Bechel Mishpachoiso? The Gemara, ho vo ho havoi. Let us see Rashi. With Rashi, Doma Marva, Mesech HaSoyte, Beferi Kama, Leipol Tzibu, Leihoye Prutzim, Ba'arayis, Be'mitzray. Hanach de Sirif, Oysen, Shoyunet, Soros, Lovnein, Hoyach, Goin Hanach, Domini, Besan Hedrin, Her, Beshebezen, Shoyisrom, Amisin, Ole, Benoich, Muzer, Oleho, Ein boch wal an ei sofis. So they were boich an den ei sofis. On the rayas an ei sofis, that's what they were boich. The Marsha brings down a kasha from the Mizrahi, which is Bemison, a yesoidus tike kasha on the parsha. It says they were boich al mishpachoysov, al iske mishpachoysov. Lachayre, the Isser Arayis was now given to them. The Isser Arayis was given b'shas matan Torah.
Achreishem Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the second time, then what is Pshat? Why was the Boichel Mishpachosov? Rashi says Arayis the Neschulam Bamidbar, but Lachayre, I'm clear when Rashi means when Lachayre Arayis was given to them Bishas Matan Teire. So why was now Boichel Mishpachosov? I once thought perhaps you can say a Teretz that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says it says Vayi ben Soya Orein to be mapsik ben Peronius le Peronius. The second Peronius is the Mesoidenim, it's Abu Taiba. The first Peronius is that Shabochu Mehar Sinai, this is what Taisva says over there, Ketinika Bereach mi Beis HaSeifa. That was the first Peronius. The first Peronius was Shabochu Mehar Sinai, and Ketinika Bereach mi Beis HaSeifa. So Taisva in the Masechta Shabbos says that even though there was, it seems they were there a long time by Har Sinai, they were kind a lot. And now, there was Bochumai Sinai, they wanted to take a Ben Azmanim already. It was a very long Zman. And now, they want to take vacation. Ketinik HaBerech Mi Beis HaSeif. That was the first Peronius. The second Peronius was Risavu Taiva. Risavu Taiva. So it could be that one was the cause of the other. The Goyin says Pshatn, a posik in Mishlei, le taive yivakesh nirdok. So the Goyin says that a person, I think that's the posik. Niflod, yeah. Taive yivakesh niflod, yeah. Taiv Yavakesh Niflot. So the Goyin says, Pshat, Mishen Niflot Min HaToyre, he's a Mavakesh Taiva. So that's really what happened over there. It was Bochu Mibes HaSeifa. They had Ben Azmanim. So now he's Abu Taiva. And now it's Boichel HaMishpachosov. So it could very well be, it was also all the time before, but Kozman, they were Dovuk to Toyre, Tosma, they were dobek to Teure, there was no, didn't bother them, there was no boichel of Mishpachos. Remember, we have to understand, Samuim de Kazach was speaking about Anoshim Gedoilim, and they were crying. It means, it's not something, the boichel of Mishpachos doesn't mean they were grumbling, they were crying. It bothered them so much that, of the Issa, so what happened till now? So till now, Taka didn't bother them. Well, the Taibi Mavakish Nifrod, but now there was Nifrod Mina Teure, so Mamela, now they were Mavakish Taibi. So now they were boichal iske mishpachos. So the Gemara weiter, es hakishuyim ve es havatichim, Rab Ami ve Rab Asi, chad oma toam kol aminim, tam kol aminim toam o bemon, that time they had, tam chameshes aminim alolo loy toam o bemon. Chad oma tam kol aminim tamu, Toamu, tamonu mamoshim. They were able to be toyim the tam, tamu mamoshim, alolu, tamon, veloy mamoshim. And here the mamish of kishu navatichim, that they weren't able to be malgish. Let us see what Rashi says. Halolu loy tamu, shehen koshim lo ubrais umeinikais, kudim rinim besifri, Moshe loy malisha loy teich li botso mitnei hatinik. L'cheiru, what seems the machloikis is, what is mazik the tinik? If the tam is mazik the tinik, or the mamish is mazik the tinik? Well, kaponim, whatever is mazik, that's what they didn't have, and that's what they were masayinan on. Buhu kizera gad lovam. So there's a problem. God is not lovam. Omar Rav Asi Ogu Kigido, the Lovon Kimagolius. That means Kizera God is a dimion on the shape of the moon, and Lovon is a toyer of the color of the moon. Tona Rabonon, God Shedoime Lizera Pishton Bigivoilim. אחרים אומרים גוד שדוימה להגודה שמיישכס ליבוי של אודם כמיים. This Amiridik is ach, the Schmeitzen that Gdome brings down, that the mon was manufactured by the Sar Shel Teure. And whoever ate the mon had a cheshik to learn Teure. That was Moshech Libom, and not the Teure Leloich Le'amon, his mother mon pshat. Al Kaponim, she had a cheshik to learn, she Moshechus Liboy Shel Odom Kemayim. And that's Bemis, and now we can understand. So therefore they had a gewaldike taina on the mon, or Zisavu taina. They wanted to have a taiva. They were all huchni the whole time. Zisavu taiva, and the mon was pulling the other way. So therefore they complained about the mon. That's pshat in the parsha. It was Moshech as libom ka'agod. That's God. Tanya idach God, shemagid lahem le Yisrael, iben tisha le rishayin, ואיבן שיבו לאחרון, לובון שמלבן אבניסיים של ישראל. Let us see what Rashi says. והוא כזר אגד לובון, אומר רב אסי, זר אגד אין לובון, אבל אוגול, בכי כמה כל, והוא אוגול כזר אגד, ולובון כמגוליס. כי גידו גרן של אליינדרי, שדאים על זר הפישטון, שגם הוא אוגול. שמלבין אבניסיים מתוך שהיודויגים שמו לא ירד מון למוכו, או אם ישבדם ליבון למוכו. אם בן תישה, so how was the מון מברדס? לפי שנמה ויומוידו באימר, בין שליקת הרבה, בין שליקת מעט, מויצי אימר לגוגוילס, אם נמצא יסר בבייס הראשן, בידוע שבן תשע לראשנו. ואם בבייס האחן, בידוע שבן אחן